finish before. Okay, so we chazer now, begin chazara for tomorrow, the chine. He had the schedule about the zmanim. There's anyone who didn't get that, that's here as well. Okay, so try to be, if you can be punctual tomorrow, that'd be great. Okay, let's begin, number one. What's the machleks to remeir in the chachamim in the Mishnah, legabi motzi shemra? So, first of all, there's a stir in Rashi's what motzi shemra means. Rashi writes that on our Gemara, that the husband claims that she was not a basula. When they got married, she was a ba'ula. She lived with another man between Erisin and Nisuan. And therefore, the husband claims he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. Rashi in the Mishnah says it's referring to 100 slime where the husband falsely accused the woman. So it's a steer in Rashi's exactly what the topic Motzi Shemer is. Rashi from the Gemara says the ksuba. Rashi on the Mishnah says it's referring to 100 slime. But nonetheless, Rameir says all you need is 3 dayanim. And the Chum says, because there's a matter of dinin afashos, you need to have 23. So that answers number one. Number two, what is the kavane of the kasha of the Gemara Chieshbo dinin afashos? The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why should you need 23 according to the Chum? Hare, there are no edim that came in that she was mezana. It's just a claim of the husband. So how can you get to a capital punishment case? There's no reason why the Chum should say 23. Everyone should agree with Reb Meir, it should be 3. That's 2. 3. How was Ula Mazbe the Machlois to Reb Meir and the Chacham and Lefi Rashi? According to Ula, the Nekudas HaMachlois is as to whether there's a concept called Koshin Laz. According to Rashi, Laz means as follows. As he says in the beginning of Ksubis on the Mishnah, Laz means a rumor that's going to emerge in the town. And people are going to say, oh, the husband is claiming she was mezana. And Adim will come forward and say that is taka true. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, we are choshesh olaz. And it is very probable Adim might come in. And therefore, we'll have a capital punishment case. Therefore, the Chachamim say we require 23 from the very outset, even when the husband makes the claim, even though Adim haven't come, but the husband makes the claim that, in fact, she was a ba'ula. We're afraid a laz is going to go out, and Adim will come. A call will go out, a rumor will go out, and it's not really a rumor. It comes to fruition because Adim come forward, and therefore we're going to have 23, and therefore we have 23 from the very outset. Reb Meir says, I disagree. I'm not choshes la laz. I'm not choshes for Adim coming in. I'm not choshes for that rumor emerging and coming to fruition. That's 3. That's according to Rashi. 4. How did Rabba Masber the Machlokes Lefi Rava? And our Gemara has Rava, but the Marshal changed it to Rabba, so we went with Rabba, with the Marshal's Girsa. Rabba's of the opinion, everyone is not Choshesh Lelaz, therefore everyone should require 3. So what's in the Kudas of Machlokes is a different topic, and that is called Kvodim Sharishonim, which means as follows. The husband said from the very outset he was going to bring Adam, so everyone here is always going to bring Adam, we better get 23 together. They got 23 together, and Adam never showed. So they disband, and they leave Lamai. So the question is, the husband still says, listen to me, I don't want to have to pay the ksuba, because I think that this woman was a ba'ula. So in that situation, is 3 enough? Yes, according to the mayor. I'm not worried about kvodim shorishonim. You start off at 23, now you have 3, people are going to start being mezalzel in the 23 that left. Oh, maybe they couldn't handle the din Torah. Maybe they didn't know what to do. Reb Meir says, I'm not worried about that. 3 is enough. Chum say, I am very worried about that. And therefore, we require 23 to be there without a doubt. Halach l'maisa. We require 23 to be there without a doubt. Halach l'maisa. And that's a very important look, very important shita. And that's the concept called kvodim shel rishonim. Okay? That's what we said the concept of kvodim shel rishonim was. Now, we pointed out from the Sefer Birka Shai, I just want you to get that in that question, and that was basically, according to the Chachamim that said you needed 23 because the Kvodim Shel Rishonim, what happens if they did leave, practically? Remember we said, let's say they actually did leave, and let's say 11 were left. Do you have to do the 11 that are there? Or do you say, forget about it, since they left already, you know, 3 will be okay, because anyway, it's a Dini Mamanis case. You could clear that suffix, both with Firashi and when we get to Rabbeinu Tam as well. But that's what we said. Because the Gemara was saying on a conceptual level, we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we require 23. But that, let's say practically, they thought I did leave. The Gemara didn't address that. So whoever stayed, do you say you have to do the dinimum, the ksuba with those 11? Or do you say forget about it? It's only the dinimum's case. They left, they shouldn't have left. But lamaisa, you could just go to 3. Okay, that answers number 1. Number 4. 5. What was the 3 coup? We had 9 kashas from Tosas on Rashi, Tosas Dumas, and Motzi Shemer. So we broke it up into 3 kashas. Number 5. What were the first 3 kashas Tosas asked on Rashi? He says, I don't think Rashi's correct to say the topic of the Gemara is the ksuba, that the husband trying to get out of the ksuba. Number 1, he points out that in the Mishnah, in Daf Beis, Menachem, and Sanhedrin, it's put together in the category of onus umafata, which are knossos. Motzi Shemer is in that same list. Ksuba has nothing to do with the knas. That's number 1 kasha. Number 2, every time you find Motzi Shemer in Shas, it's always referencing the 100 slain, not the ksuba. We all know what a ksuba is, that if a husband divorces his wife, she's got to pay the ksuba. He's got to pay the ksuba, or if he dies, she gets a ksuba. Motzi Shemer in Shas means 100 slain, not a ksuba. That's the second kasha. Number 3, we said that the Mishnah that says you require 3 always requires mumchim, experts. And we know, Allah Almighty, that mumchim are only found where? With smicha. Only found in Eretz Yisrael. They're not found in Babel. Taisa says, according to Rashi, it means ksuba. We do a bunch of din tires with ksuba all the time in Chutz Lartz. Even in the 1200s, when the Baal Ad Taisa lived, they did ksuba in Eastern Europe. So what do you mean to tell me you need smicha? According to Rashi, the definition of Moshe and ksuba, why should you need mumchim? We do many cases in Babel, Bizman HaGemara, and even nowadays we do it. So that's the third kasha. Then this is number 5. Number 6. What were the next 3 kashas? So the next 3 kashas are 4, 5, and 6 are as follows. Toysis was very bothered by, he doesn't understand this notion, halacha lamaisa, of a laz, that laz is referring to rumors going out in the community which will come to fruition and be true. Laz in Gittin on Daf Hamibes, and he points out very clearly, we had that a few days ago in the Daf Yomi, laz means that you're going to cast false aspersions. For example, the Gemara says if you have a chumrah on one get, and all the previous Gittin didn't have that chumrah, oh, people are going to start saying those previous Gittin were bad, when they weren't bad. It's a false accusation. According to Rashi, it's not a false accusation. It turns out that it was fruition. She was Mazana, so the word laz is inappropriate. That was the fourth kasha. Fifth kasha is, Taisa says, the whole Gemara here doesn't work well because according to Rabbah, the 23 guys left, according to Rashi. Why'd they leave? Because they didn't aid him and show up. So it's not in the fashos. But he says, please stick around, 3 of you. Stick around for what? Bless you, Daniel. You're not the Toveya. In a case of a ksuba, who's the Toveya? The woman is the Toveya. She wants to get the money out of the husband. He's not going to say, oh, stick around so you can decide on Patra Ruksu. He's going to get out of there as soon as he can. Until she's taken to a dintar, he doesn't owe a penny. Correct? So the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't fit well. He's not the, what do you mean, don't leave? He's not the Toveya, he's the Nitva. And then the sixth kasha was the expression of Tavu Mamon, it should be Tava Miboyalei. Why should it be Tava? Because the truth of the matter is that what? Not Tava Mamon, it should be Tava. She's the one who's what? She's the one who's claiming what? From him. So the Lashon, the Bryson on the base is Tava. It's inappropriate according to Rashi. It should be Tava. She's the one who's making the claim. So that answers number 6. Yes, Pinchas.
Just in regard to these 2 questions, once we decide that, first we said that it should, he's not the one that's making the tefillah. And then the question after says that it should say tav'ah, because, so how does that work? They don't gel well together, unless we,
I think they gel,
get each of them in their own, like, thing, but together they wouldn't work.
In other words, according to Rashi, just take each kasha on its own, according to Rashi, the word tav'ah should be used. And according to Rashi, don ali doesn't make any sense. Because so don't only means
get each one on their own.
Yeah, each one. Each one. It sounds difficult.
Tava was on the ksuba, I think we said.
Is it on the ksuba? Yeah, tava could be on the ksuba too. Lashon Nekeva, correct. Lashon Nekeva, according to Rashi. If it's both things should be. You could say the kash in 2 ways, Ben. Either tava, she's making the claim, or tava is referring to ksuba, which is Lashon Nekeva. It should say tava, but it shouldn't say tava.
But Tosa just said that the fifth Kashi said that Rashi is interpreting the Tovea as the Baal, which he didn't like.
No. The Gemara says the Baal is Donali. The Baal, that doesn't fit according to Rashi. According to Rashi, she's the one that's Tovea. Okay? The Gemara didn't fit according to Rashi. Okay? And that sixth Kashi could say it one of two ways. Tava, she's making the claim, or Tava's referring to the Ksuba. Whatever you want to say, it should be Lashon Nekeva, Tava. Okay. And then lastly, so that's number six. And number seven, what were the seven, eight, and nine Kashi? What were the three other Kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi? They are as follows. Number seven is the expression on Amud Beis is very, very difficult. And I'm sorry, seven is Shayach Tfiyah. What's Shayach Tfiyah? Tfiyah means what? What does Tfiyah mean? I'm coming after you with a claim. He's not coming after, he's not, there's no claim. He's trying to get out of it. So Lashon Tfiyah is inappropriate. That's the seventh Kasha. The eighth Kasha is, according to Rashi, on Amud Beis in the Braisu, when it says, B'makom Dikin Nefashos, it doesn't blend in well. It's really two different cases. It's Mashma that is talking about the same moment. According to Rashi, B'makom Dikin Nefashos is Lamaisa. We're talking about two different cases in the Ukimta, meaning the first part, we were talking about 100 Sloim, because the father was what? Was Mazin, the Edom of the Baal. Therefore, he's going after the husband. And then in Makom Nefashos goes back to the Ksuba. Doesn't jive well. And therefore, in the reading of the Braisa, it's like two different topics. It's Mashma, we're talking about the same money. And then number nine, the ninth kasha is from the Ravina Peretz. We said Ma'araf is that Remeir, anyone who's on Ksuba D'Raisa, you are not believed to say Pesach Pasuch Masati. Because why? Because we have a Chazak of Enam Terech Masuda Mafsida. A person's not going to spend $100,000 on the wedding. We assume he's okay. We assume he's believed. That's if it's Ksuba's D'Rabbanan. But the whole notion of this Gemara according to Rashi is believed to say Pesach Pasuch. If he's believed to say Pesach Pasuch, and the whole thing is Ksuba's D'Rabbanan according to Remeir, therefore, you only need three, but according to Rameh, you're not believed to say Pesach Pasuah, because Ksub is the Araisu. So those were the nine kashas that Tosfos is asking Rashi. Please, let's get them. Okay, in the Ora Bechina, in the Ora Bechina, we have 15 minutes. I'll ask you some questions outside, and you'll read a little bit inside as well. Okay? So that's number one. That's number seven. Eight, let's go. What is the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam in the whole sugya? And what was the pshat of Ula? How does it plug into Ula and Rabbah? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because of these nine kashas, I disagree with you totally. And it's not talking about a ksuba, but rather the case runs as follows. The case is, halacha l'maisa, that the Baal brought Edim, that she was Mazana. The Baal brought Edim, she was Mazana, and we had a problem. They had a hakasha. Now what was the hakasha? We said an internal hakasha. What does that phrase, internal hakasha, mean according to the Taisa Rosh, we said? That they contradict each other on one of the seven questions. One aide says this nus was in Manhattan. The other aide says it was in the Bronx. So that upsets us that the husband might be up to no good, and therefore that generates 100 sloim that he must pay. Okay? The thing is that there is a possibility that other aide might come. Other aide might come. And what might other aide come? Other aide might come and testify, halacha l'maisa, that what? That there was what? That there was nus where? Where will they come and testify? That there is nus where? In Manhattan. So you'll have 3-1. So therefore we could actually go ahead and kill her. So if you go ahead and you go jump up from 3-23, John, do you follow me? The other Adim coming in are going to say that it was in Manhattan. So it's 3-1. So you could kill her. So according to the Chum, you're going to jump from 3-23. And people are going to be laz on the Dayanim. So that's why the Chum say you require 23 from the very outset. From the very outset, you require 23. And according to the what? According to Remeir, Remeir says, I'm not chosh v'laza dayanim. So both Pinchas and Ben pointed out very astutely, they said, Rebbe, though, but in the first stage, shouldn't there be 23 already there? Yes, there were 23. But once there's a chasha, they disband. They leave. And you only have three left to get the 100 slime. The father's going after the husband. But if other Adam come in, what's going to happen? You're going to need 23 again. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, how can there be another? How can you kill her? Wasn't there internal hakasha? One guy said what? Bronx. One guy said Manhattan. Maybe two other Adam will come in and say Manhattan. Then there'll be no hakasha. You could kill her. So because of that, you need 23 from the very outset. That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Remeir says, no, I'm not worried about Laz on Dayanim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Laz is on the Dayanim. According to Rashi, what's the Laz? The Laz is a rumor that what? That eight of them are going to come in, and it was not a rumor. If it was fruition, comes to fruition, that she was talking to Zanin. How do you plug it in? According to Rabba? According to Rabba, everyone is not choshul laz of Dayanim. But what's the concern? The concern is you had 23 already there. Because why? There were eight in there. The husband brought eight in. There were 23 there. But there was a chasha. So now that there's a chasha, all you're going to do now is the father's going to go after the husband to get the 100. If you have 23 and you drop the 3, then it's kvodim shuri shonim. People start saying the 23 didn't know how to learn. They didn't know how to handle the case. So you must stick with 23 the whole time. But according to what? According to a mayor, I'm not worried about kvodim shonim. That there was a chasha, it's disbanded, and therefore, halach l'maisa, the whole issue is what? The 100 slime? All you need is 3, halach l'maisa, no problem at all. Okay? And that's why we could clear the same birka shai. If the 23 did disbanded, let's say, and 11 were left, when you do the ksuba, do you need those 11, or do you just chuck the whole thing and say, oh, you go to 3, because it's only mamonis? But the thing is, from the very outset, l'maisa, in the second stage, should you keep 23? Chum say yes, Rameir says no. But the answer to Pinchas and Ben's kasha is, didn't you have 23 originally? Yes, you did. But the kasha we viewed as that they disbanded already, and then we're talking with the second stage. At that second stage, you still insist on 23 because of Kavri Shonim like the Chum, or do you not? Okay. That's number 8.
Can you read the piece according to Rabba?
Yeah, according to Rabba, no one's Chosh Lolas, right?
Right.
Of the Dayanim. What's the concern?
Kodosh.
Right, meaning that what? There was a kasha. But what are we concerned with? We're concerned now there was a chasha, so we can't kill her anymore.
But they don't disband.
But what? They did disband. But he only wants the 100 slime now. The father goes after the husband. But there's a possibility other Adim might come in. What will those other Adim say? It was in the Bronx. So you have 3 guys now. Remember the first set, one guy said Bronx, one guy said it was Manhattan. Another set, maybe they both will say Bronx. So you have 3-1, you could kill her. So that possibility might exist. You might as well just keep the 23 there. Because it'll be Kvod and Shorishonin. Allah Maisa. So that's the shaila at hand. According to the Chachamim, we're worried about Kavri Shom, so always require 23. And according to the mayor, no, I'm not worried about Kavri Shom. The case is momentous now, just do 3. You follow me, Jeremy? The possibility might exist. So should I insist upon 23 there all the time? Yes, Tom?
How do it come up with 23? Like new people come and replace those old people?
No, no, no. They're not going to replace Lomaisa. We're going to say the 23 that were there, they disbanded Lamaisa. So now when we get, they disbanded. We're not worried about that. The question is now for this second stage of Mominus, should you insist on 23? Because you might go from 3 to 23, Lamaisa.
That's so, right. And why do you do that? So people won't be like...
Right. We don't want people to win. We don't want people to, you know, speak badly about them. They couldn't handle it.
So how does it solve the problem? Because now new people are coming. So it's like, you can't tell.
No, that's what I'm saying. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're not worried about that. Again, Laz is going from what? 3 to 23. Kavod Rishonim is what? Kavod Rishonim is 23 to 3. Because in Kavod Rishonim, what's the case? In Kavod Rishonim, the husband brought 8 of them. They were there already. The guys were there already. So now that because it was a chasha, they're going to disband, and now you're down to what? Now you're down to 3. He says, stay here with 3. So therefore, stay there with 3. The question is, people are going to speak badly about it. So the Chum say, the 23 stick there. Allah Lomais. Okay? Don't confuse Ula and Rabba. What was the case according to Ula? According to Tosus. What was the case according to Ula? Ula is what? So what happened? The Adim came in, and then there was a chasha, like Pinchas and Ben's point. So once there's a chasha, then they disband. Exactly. So we're only talking about the what? The 100 slime. So there's 3. But there's still a possibility other 8 might come in. So the mayor says, I'm not worried about it. Only 3. Come say, I'm worried about it. You go to 23. That's Ula. You got... No, that's Ula. You got me? Yeah. That's Laz. That's going from 3 to 20. Now go to Rabba. Right. No one's Choshel Laz. What's the case according to Rabba? There were already... The husband said, I'm bringing in Adim. Right? According to... There were... the husband brought in Adim Mamish. And what happened? That's what he says. What happened? Halacha l'maisa, kvod and shurishonim. There was a chasha. And then what happens? No, so what does Tosa say in Amud Beis? They had to leave. Why did they have to leave? Either because of what? An onus, or because of fear, or because they had to greet the king, or Egla Rufa, to measure the Egla Rufa, which you said was a chiddush, because you need Sanhedrin HaGadol. No, so what happens? So what happens, halacha l'maisa? You just left with what? You're just left with 3. So if you're just left with 3, what do you do? So, Lamaisa, Remeir says, Three is fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Kavod Rishonim. But the Chachamim say, no, you need to have what? You need to have 23 Halach L'maisa. That will what? That will be there, Halach L'maisa. I'm saying we're choishish that might happen, the Ibdur.
Right.
So therefore you necessitate 23 all the time. When he says Gat, when he says stick with me, I want to have what? I want to have three for the din of the 100 Shloim. Do you require three or do you require 23? So we say no, we require the 23. I'll be din. So that people won't be what? Won't be mezalzel in the covenant of the people. According to Shita Satisis. Okay?
Is it?
Yeah, Lamaisa. Because we're cautious that this might happen, the Ibdor. They might leave. So therefore, we always require the 23 to be there.
Why should it be that? Yeah, let's say this happens, and you have 23, and they have.
So that's what we said from the Birka Shai.
So
if they leave, so the question is, do you go to three? Or do you say whoever stuck around? But the Chum insist upon always having 23 all the time. Always, because I'm worried about that happening. I don't want to drop from 23 to 3. Laz is 3 to 23. Kavod Rishonim is 23 to 3.
It also seems that there's two reasons. One is, quote unquote, Kavod Rishonim, so you need 23, but it's also a possibility that Mordechai can come to make it a kiss and flush it again.
Right, that's the whole, that you always have to have that concern.
Right.
Absolutely. Because that's the din, Allah HaMaisa. By Rabbah, your Koshel Kavod Rishonim, there is a possibility it still might be. That was a Lashon HaTosfos.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, don't say what? Shekiblu Lachach Ibda, they were Makabal Din in the Fashas. There was no Kabbalah Sadis yet. It's Mashma that the Din in the Fashas wasn't implemented yet, so just judge me on the Din in moments. But I'm afraid Adam might come in. That's the question. Okay? Yes, sir.
So remember, isn't Foshish the more Adam were coming because of how small the time period they had to give the warning and like nobody else was there, right?
No, it's Foshish for coming and reshining.
No.
Chomim are Foshish for coming and reshining. Mayor's not. That's it.
Right, no, but we said that having Choshish for more Edom coming and testifying that she was on that is not plausible because of how little time period no one else was there to see the act.
No, that was that we're going to get Vaiter in the Gemara with Abaye. At this point in the Gemara with Rabbi Ul, you don't have that. Okay, very good. So that answers what? I don't have any. Can you look on with someone? Oh, I have it here. No problem. Okay, that answers number 8. Let's go. Number 9. Okay, how do you mazber according to Tom, the Kashas and Tysus and Rashi that answered up? They all fall like a domino. Why do they all fall like a domino according to Tysus? Tysus is not talking about a ksubo, it's talking about 100 swine. That answers the first Kasha beautifully. It's a knas. What about the second Kasha? The second Kasha is anytime Mochi Shem runs and Shas is 100 swine, that's Tysus' shot. Number 3, what's number 3? Number 3 is not talking about a ksubo. Remember he said Ksuba's judge in Bavo? It's not talking about a Ksuba. Number 4. 4, we said, Lamaisa, you need experts for it. Of course you need experts for it. It's a Knas. Number 5, Laz is actually casting a false aspersion on the Dayanim. They don't know how to learn. Of course they know how to learn. You just needed to add. So Laz is appropriate word. 6, Lamaisa fits beautifully. Why? The only Dini moment is because who's the one who's the plaintiff there? The Tovea, the father. Right? The father's going after the husband. He says, stick around. I at least want to get my 100 slime from the son-in-law, the bad son-in-law. Tavo is beautiful, but what's Tavo? It. I mean, what's Tavo? Meaning the father's being Tovea the husband. Right? And Tvi is very good because Tvi is trying to go after money. The father's going after the husband. And Lamaisa, you don't have a kasha of Ksuba di Raisa. Not talking about a Ksuba. Talking about 100 slime. So all 9 kashas fall beautifully, guys. No problem. Okay? You got me, Gabi? Okay. Then answers 9. 10. We answered 3 of the 9 kashas. 3, 6, and 9 actually came out. How did we answer number 3? What was the third kasha? The third kasha was Mumchim. We said that Rashi and Daf Gimel Beis says that Mishnah is only talking about Eretz Yisrael anyway. And the Mishnah's kula is that Halacha L'maisa is that, you know, you don't need to have Jewish V'chakira for hodols v'alvos, right? Kadesh l'otim l'nas b'fei lovin. But any other din requires mumchim, even a ksuba. According to Rashi l'shitoso, and that's what we were machavin to l'maisa, Rashi l'shitoso says even a ksuba needs mumchim. Because the Mishnah is only talking about Eretz Yisrael. And the only kula in the Mishnah is that, you know, for nilas delas, hodols v'alvos, shlichos ha'ah was a later takana for bavel. But in the Mishnah is only Eretz Yisrael. So we said Rashi l'shitoso, you can answer number 3. What was number 6? What's taval? It. We said it. That's what the Ron said. Remember, the Lashon of Tava means referring to it. That wasn't such a strong cash. We said, according to the Ron, you could answer that very beautifully. Lamais, the Lashon of Tava is not about the woman, it's about the gelt. Lamais, and the gelt is Taval. Okay? And number nine, what was number nine? So according to Rav Ganach Shlita, Rav Rod Swag Shlita, what does Ksuba D'Oraisa mean? Doesn't mean it's Mamish D'Oraisa, it means the marital elements. You know, the Ksuba is the Mishapir Avir Mishpachtis, improves their space of a marriage. And therefore, Lamaisa, just because you all Ksuba D'Oraisa doesn't necessarily mean they're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. Doesn't necessarily mean that. And therefore, maybe that's a way to answer the ninth Kash as well. Okay. If you all Ksuba D'Oraisa, you're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. So he said, no, Remeir, when he says Ksuba D'Oraisa, didn't mean Ksuba D'Oraisa in the sense that you're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. What he meant to say is that the Ksuba has marital elements to it. It wasn't coming to say you're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. That was Remeir's understanding of Ksuba D'Oraisa. Other Shitas Ksuba D'Oraisa might very well be that in a Chanam you're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. But Remeir's version of Ksuba D'Oraisa meant the marital elements. And Remeir says the marital elements do allow you to say Pesa Pasuach. I think Gemara says it, not according to Remeir. The other versions of Ksuba D'Oraisa, Shum Galil was enough, you know, enough, hold you're not believed to say Pesa Pasuach. Okay, that's number 9. That was number 10. 11. How does the Braisa fit in with Rabba, not with Ulu? Which Braisa? And I'm at base, the Mesve. Rashi identifies it as a Braisa. That's usually what Mesve is. Sometimes the Mishnah is. So, according to Rashi, Lamaisa, the Kasha of the Gemara is as follows. Let's first explain how it fits in Bishlamo with Rabba. Fits in beautifully. Because what does Tavon Tchila mean? That you didn't bring Adim in that she was Mizana. So all the issue is the Ksuba. All you need is 3 Dayanim. What does Tava Nefashas Tchila mean? According to Rashi, what does Tava Nefashas Tchila mean? Even if he said he thought he'd bring Adim and no Adim show up, even for the Mammon, Halach L'maisa need 23. Why? Because of Kavod Shel Rishon. Okay? That's what we said, Nachum. According to Rashi, Kavod Shel Rishon, he said Adim were going to come, they didn't show up, still stick with the 23. Because you go down from 23 to 3, people give them mezals on them. So that fits beautifully. That's the Bishlam according to Rabba. Elol, Ula, Tzakasha. What's Tzakasha? The Kasha is, according to Ula, we got a problem. Because according to Ula, there's a notion of loss. So how can you ever be mazbe with the phrase, Tavu, Mamun, Bishlosha? How can you ever have 3? You're always worried about adding from 3 to 23, so get 23. So how can you have the scenario of Tavu, Mamun, Bishlosha? That was the kasha we said on Ula. Okay. Very good. And that's the kasha you'll also read according to what? According to Tysus too as well. I mean, you never have a scenario of Tavu Mamun Shlosha. Bain L'Rashi, Bain L'Tysus, according to Ula. Doesn't make a difference to us. According to Ula, we said Rechashis L'Las, L'Mash, you should always require what? You should always require 23. How do you have a scenario of Tavu Mamun Shlosha? Fine, that's 11. 12. What's the terrence of the Gemara? And please Masberit Lefi Rashi Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. So let's get it. What's the teretz of the Gemara according to Rashi? The teretz of the Gemara is as follows. The husband brought Adim that she was Mizana, and the father brought Adim that are Mazim. They do Hazoma on the Adim Abali. Manu Ayisim. You were with us on LA, you couldn't have said that. So what does that create? Generates 100 Sloim. Then the father turns around and goes after the husband. And he wants his knas, and then it concludes b'makom nefashos, which we said according to Rashi means what? Switches back to ksuba. Makom nefashos means is that he claims that she was mezana and rechosh edim are going to come in and we'll kill her. So according to Rashi, it's not so smooth. At first, Lamaisa is talking about what? Talking about the father going after the husband, and then the last phrase. You know what I'm saying? Just switches back to the case of what? Switches back to the case of the ksuba. Okay? Fine. So that's the chiddush lamaisa. That's the chiddush of the Gemara according to Rashi. Now how are you masbird according to Tysus?
Wait, what phrase switches? What's the last phrase?
Tavu the makom nefashos is going back on the ksuba, according to Rashi, because we said Rechosh Edim are gonna come in. Now, what do you say according to Tysus? The Ramask of Heavy Adim? Tysus says like this. Tysus says that we're talking about a situation of Kodim Gemar Din because it was not Misa by the Zomim. And he wants to collect what? He wants to collect Lamaisa the Mammon with 3. We're not Choshish to Laz according to the mayor. Because why? According to anyone, because Edim Zomim and Kemin is a chakran, and Allah Lamaisa means is that all you need is three in that situation. Tavu Mamun Shlosha. Because it's Azama. If he hired people that are Azama, you know he's a liar. He's not close for any other Edim Kemin. What does Mamakim the Foshas mean? There was not Azama, but there was what? Hachasha. Because again, Rashi is the ksuba the whole time. You're switching back and forth what the topic is, right? According to Tosfos, it's much smoother, Pinchas. The whole discussion is the 100, right? The Zama is that what? Is that we're not kosher? The other Adam come in, so that's Tava Mamun Bishlosha. You're never going to have 23. But Makob Ikin Nefashos means where there was only Hakasha. If there was only Hakasha, there still is a possibility other Adam might come in, and therefore you might need 23. So therefore, that's why it says Makob Nefashos. But according to Tosfos, same topic. According to Rashi, you have to flip back to talking about what the Ksuba, the Makom Nefashos. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number 12, right? Okay. I mean, because you have to keep in mind, Lamaisa, we're going to get to it. We don't get to land that Nakuda. That's 11. 12. What was the ter? That was 12, I'm sorry. What's 13? What are the two Kashas Rashi asked him, Rabbeinu Tam? He didn't identify him as Rabbeinu Tam, but he said, Istam Mafarshi. Rabbeinu Tam was his grandson. Stomach the other Rishonim that said like Rabbeinu Tam. So the two kashas were as follows. According to Ben Thomas, is referring to 100, we have two problems, he said. Number one, he said the only chayiv 100 when there's azama, not hakasha. So that really wasn't a kasha, we said, but Rashi stuck with his gums and said he needs azama. Right? Whose other shita was that? The Ramban. Remember, we said the Ramban said he needs azama the whole time. You always need azama to generate the 100, not hakasha. That was number one kasha, we said. Number two, we said, halacha lemaisa. We said point that Nakuda that grew out of that was that if you're talking about Hazama Ba'edim, you don't have to say Choshel Laz anymore. Because once there's Hazama, Halacha Lamaisa, then there's no concept of Laz, because we know there's no other Edim going to be coming in. Halacha Lamaisa, because the guy's a liar. So that was like Nakuda A and B together. That was the first Kasha. The second Kasha is that in the Gemara, the answer of Arisha B'chabura, Rebchia Bar Avin, in the answer of Arisha B'chabura, what do you have? You have this answer of Tavu Mamun's going on the 100. Mashma, but till now, Lamaisa, Michal Adash, Tavu Shamin, and Tavu Mamun was talking about the Baal, right? And he was trying to make the come to claim the Ksuba. So that's why Lamaisa said he didn't like this Pshat, Halacha Lamaisa, because in the answer of Chiyav Ravin says, Baal Ligvos Mamun. What does Baal Ligvos Mamun in the Maskana mean? That in the first part of it, we were talking about something else, namely the what? Namely the Ksuba. It's not like we're talking about the 100 the whole time. That was the implication. Okay? So that was the two kashas that we asked on what? That we asked on, that Rabbeinu, Rashi asked on Rabbeinu Tam. That's 13. 14, how do we quickly answer them? We answer them by saying, number one, Rabbeinu Tam holds, Hachasha is enough. Hachasha is enough. You don't need Hazama. And therefore you don't have the problem of Laz, because we're not talking about Hazama, we're talking about Hachasha. So that first kasha A, B is quickly answered. And number two is not a problem because the way Tyson is masking the whole thing, it's not a problem. We're talking about 100 the whole time. We're talking about 100 the whole time. We're not talking about, oh, Lamaisa, Tavu Mamo Lamaisa. Like there was no previous story. It was always 100, Halacha Lamaisa. It was always 100. And it's not like there was a stage before that. Rashi doesn't imply it, right? It's befavorish. There was a stage before we're talking about Ksuba, then it got flipped. And there was Hazam, and the Baal's going after the husband, the father's going after the husband now. There was no implied first stage for Rabbeinu Tam. It was always 100. Okay. That's 14. 15. How is Tosfos Masber Shitas Rab in the Gemara? So we already said it, but let's say it again. There was the top Tosfos. It was on Amud Beis, but it should have been on Amud Aleph. For some reason, they had to leave. Four possibilities, Tosfos says. Either because they were afraid of going after the guy with Hazama, maybe they were afraid, or it was an onus that happened, or they were befear, or they had to greet the Melech, or Medina Sekla Rufa, which you said is a pella because you need based on a gadol, either three or five from there, the Mishnah says. And therefore, you're only left with three guys. If you're only left with three guys, then Lamaisa, according to Meir, no problem, three's fine. I'm not worried about Kavri Shom. Chum says, I am worried about Kavri Shom. Therefore, you need to have 23 there the whole time. Halacha Lamaisa. You need to have 23 there the whole time and make them stay. Halacha l'maaseh. And I want you to get this Nakuda, which we didn't really stress. Tos says, don't tell me there was a Kabbalah Seidus already. Because if there's a Kabbalah Seidus already, that means you're plugged into Dinan and Fashos. You have to say you haven't plugged into Dinan and Fashos. And that means they aborted and they left before there was Kabbalah Seidus, the Dayanim. And therefore, that's why I said do Dini Mamanus with me. Okay? Because if you plug into Dini Fajr, you can't go back to Dini Mamanus. So that answers 14. 15. Well, now that answers 15. 16. What are the two possibilities? To be Mazmer, the Machayev, Motzi Shemra, and which Machlok to be Mazmer this? I want you guys to get this. Okay? Zach, do you need one? We said like this. We said that there are two possibilities of Motzi Shemra. Either you're on the road to try to kill her through defaming her, but your purpose is really to kill her, or no. The whole purpose is just to defame her reputation. That was the two possibilities we wanted to say in the Hagdar of Motzi Shemra. Plug it in very nicely. According to Rashi and the Ramban, you need to have a Zama. Because Rashi and Ramban say you're on the road to kill her. The only way you can kill her is you brought in Adam, and you were on the way to kill her, but they got caught as Adam Zomim, Stephen. You follow me? Rabbi Natan responds and says, no way. All you need is a Kasha. What do you mean all you need is a Kasha? Because why? It's defaming. And a Kasha defames her. And what do we say according to the Taitz HaRosh? It's even better. Because at the end of the day, when you do Azama, everyone knows in the newspapers that she wasn't Mizana. Right? But from the perspective of a Kasha, at least it's planted the seed in the press. And therefore people have it in their minds, maybe Takashi was Mizana. So from a defamation perspective, Hakasha is even better than Azama. That was as far as we said, according to who? According to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that answers 16. Please get that. It's a fundamental machlokes, we said. Okay? And we said that that depends upon the Gemara and Erekim. The Gemara and Erekim, not that. Vavam and Alf had a Havamina, you're on the road to kill her. The Gemara backed out of it and said it meant defamation. Oh, but if you hold what? If you hold the Machai was killing her, wasn't that only a Havamina? No, we said, according to the Ramban. The question is both motifs are correct. The question is what's the major motif? So the Ramban would say the killing is the major motif. The Gemara was just adding on that defamation is a motif as well. Okay, let's go. That answers number what? 16, yes? 17. What did Tosis ask on Rashi, Legabe, Ein Chosha, and Lalas? And what did what? What did they answer? Rashi, Lamaisa, Tosis is bothered by Akasha. What was Tosis' Kasha? He says, according to Rashi, I don't understand why the Gemara has to say, according to Abaye, that we're considered to be Chosha, Lalas. Why do you have to say, according to Abaye, that we're going to be what? That we're going to be Chosha, Lalas. Why do you have to say that? According to Rashi, you could have said, Kuliyama ain't Choshish in the Las. Everyone could have said, ain't Choshish in the Las. Right? Everyone could have said, ain't Choshish in the Las. Not everyone, but at least according to the Rabbana, and the Rabbana still would have said 23. That was the Kasha we said, according to what? Why does Abaye say this is the third Ukimta? Everyone holds Las, everyone holds Kavod Shushonim. According to Rashi, according to Abaye, you already have 23 there. So Rabbana could say, ain't Choshish in the Las. Why was there a necessity, Kuliyama Choshish in the Las? That was Tosis Kasha, yes, on Rashi. Okay? That's what Tosis Kasha and Rashi is. According to Rashi, it's very, very difficult. Okay? He said, according to Abaye, Tosis stressed Abaye. Even though we weren't up to Abaye in the Gemara, that's why we learned Abaye first before we did this Tosis. According to Abaye, you don't, Rabbana don't have to say Choshen Las. They can say in Choshen Las. You're already holding there by 23. You could kill her. The Asra Stam is good, according to Rabbana. What's the answer that Tosis gives? Tosis in a Hanami. According to the Rabbana, it could have said in Choshen Las. But we say in Choshen Las to tell me Rameir. Despite the fact Rameir is Choshen Las, you still only need three. Why? Why? Because the only Aiden that were there that gave a deficient Hasra were them. We don't assume there are other Aiden. That's your point now. We don't assume there are other Aiden that were talking to Dibor. We don't assume that. So if we don't assume that, it's not considered to be what? When there's no Choshish for other Aiden. And therefore, these are the only Aiden that are there. It's a deficient Hasra. You can't kill her. So there was no problem at all.
Isn't it a...
No, so it comes out in the Gemara when it said the Kuliyama is really lav dafka. The Kuliyama really, according to Rabbani, could have said ain't choshen las. And the Kuliyama is really stressing the Remeir, that despite the fact Remeir is choshen las, here all you need is three. You got me, Nachum?
He's really not choshen las either.
He is, but in this case, it doesn't make a difference because it's a possible. Theoretically, it does. But practically, it's never going to come to fruition. Okay, Nachum, again, according to the Rabbi, when he says Kuliyama choshen las, it doesn't mean Kuliyama Choshen Las. According to Rabbanu, it could have been Ein Choshen Las. And according to the mayor, it is Choshen Las, despite the fact of Choshen Las, here only need three. It's a theoretical concept, Johnny. Theoretically, in Lomdus, he holds Choshen Las. Here it's not. It's a technical problem because Asra is deficient. Okay, that answers number what? What does it answer? What'd you say?
17,
yeah. Very good. 18. How, according to Rabbanu Tam, does it fit beautifully? Choshen Las. So Taisa said it was Nichet. Why did Taisa say it was Nicha? Why does it fit beautifully according to Taisa's at Nicha? What do you say? So he says like this. He says very beautifully, because halacha l'maisa, you are going to need what? According to Rabbi Natan, the whole concern is what? You're going to need more dayanim. So the whole sugya is talking about there was hakasha, internal hakasha. So because of choshen las, you need what? 23, because you might end up what? You might end up killing her. You might end up killing her, because according to the Rabban, the asra is a good asra. So if the asra is another, a good asra, so it's going to come out halachas. You had internal contradiction. What does internal contradiction always mean? Johnny, what's the third guy doing? 1-8 said Bronx, 1-8 said Manhattan. The other set comes in and says Manhattan. 3-1. Killer. Oh, what about the Asra? Asra's time's good according to the Chachamim. There it is. Everyone else calls Shul Lots. Fits beautifully. According to Tysus. Nichon. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 18. Yeah. 19. What were the two kashas now Tosus asked on Rabbeinu Tam? That's the section Tosus asked on Rabbeinu Tam. Let's get it. Number one, he said, he's not comfortable with the machlokas later on, the ukimta that was made later on, a testament between Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim. Up till now, guys, whenever we talk about achash, we talk about achash internally in the what? In the Jewish Chakiris. We never talked about achash in the Bedikas. There's a machlokas in Sanhedrin, Memo Medbez, between Zakkai, Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim. Do we throw it out? Bedikas are the detailed questions. What color shirt the guy was wearing. According to Ben Zakkai, you throw him out. According to Meir, you throw it out. According to the Chum and the Tanakhama there, you don't throw it out. Okay? So he says, I'm very uncomfortable with that Okimta. Because according to the mayor, all you're talking about is Dayanim of three, talking about the $100. That the father's going after who? Again, throughout the whole Sugya, there's Hakasha, remember? From lock, stock, and barrel. Hakasha, the whole Sugya is going to be in a time. That means you have $100. The father's going after the husband. The Meduber is what? 100 slime. What's the Meduber according to the Chachamim? Killing her. That's why you need 23. Why? Because according to the Chum, Achasha B'dik is not Achasha. That means they're not on the same page. A Machlok is talking about the same topic. So he's uncomfortable with the way Ben Zakkai and the Chum fits in well later on Testament base. That's one kasha in a minute of time.
But that point, he's kind of answering it in the question, because he says,
no, he's speaking out the kasha. No, he's speaking out the kasha.
That's also the answer.
No, he's speaking out the kasha. He's saying, according to the mayor, it's 100. According to the Chachamim, it's 23. That's how he says it. He says the remeir the Amr Shlosha Avitvias Mea Keset the Katava Av Motzi Shemer Betzim Shlosha the Rabbanon Haynu Mechiyu Misas Abal Velo Betvias Momen. They need to do some B'tei Bachasha B'dikas Lo Rabbanon. Two different topics.
Right.
That's the first kasha.
I'm saying he's answering it. Right
no, he's
there.
Not. He's not answering it. Those are the two kashas. Okay, that's one kasha. How I don't know what you mean. Real quickly, tell me what you mean.
In the Yesh Lomar, he basically says because remeir holds
Bachasha B'dikas
and.
We'll see the Yesh Lomar. We had to fix up a three different mahalchim. Not at all. The first kasha is two different topics. What's the second kasha? The second kasha is what? Second kasha on Remeir. If Remeir's choshes l'las, l'maisi should always require 23. And who's choshes l'las? Everyone's choshes l'las. Kuli am a choshes l'las. So Remeir throughout all these ukimta should require 23 based on choshes l'las of Dayanim. We should require 23 all the time. That's the two kasha that tells you on Rabbeinu Tam.
Didn't he just answer that by answering protecting Rashi from
no.
the client?
No, he didn't answer it at all, Lamaisa.
I'm not
he didn't answer. Okay, we'll talk about it after Shir, Lamaisa, okay? We were Masber, Lamaisa. You asked me in Seder. You asked me afterwards. But those are the two kashas, okay? Second kashas, according to Mary, you should always require 23. They're always going to be Motsi Laz and Dayam. They didn't know how to handle it. So you should always require 23, Lamaisa.
Did you just answer that for Rashi, or no?
That had nothing. That was a different
the
point.
Remeir, even he'll never be choshes las because he never choshes someone else is coming in.
Remeir is never choshes las in that particular case of Abaye. Tosos was only commenting with an Abaye because the Asra, according to Remeir, is a deficient Asra.
Okay, Abaye fits the.
But I'm talking about Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim. Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim, Donnie, is a different topic. It's a choshes b'bedikas, not a deficient Asra. Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim, Lamaisa. Let's talk about Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim. According to Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim, according to Reb Meir, other Adam might come in. What are the other Adam that might come in? One guy said blue shirt, one guy said orange shirt. Maybe the next set will say what orange shirt. It'll be 3-1. So you could kill him. So you should be choshes over las. And therefore you should require 23. It's a different topic, Johnny, okay? It's a different topic. Tosus is asking from Ben Zakkai and the Chachamim. Okay.
So that's what we're
going to.
That's how we're learning this.
Yeah, that's how we said it.
Still in Ben Zakkai.
Oh, the mashma dekoy. Remember, I stressed that the mashma dekoy is going on. Let's test them at Alf and Viter. Mashma dekoy. I stressed that. Okay. That answers number what? number 19, 20. Yes? What is the Teretz of Taisus, which is Ma'od Dachuk, we said? And what was the difficulty? Koshi. What is the Koshi in the answer? So Taisus gives an amazing answer, which we said he can't even read at face value. Taisus says that we're talking about a situation, amazingly, that there was a Chashav B'Bdikus internally. One said blue, one said orange. But the father turns around and brings a set that's Machash HaChashav Gmur on the set of the husband. Mamish, he says there was no snus in Times Square at 2 o'clock. Mamish HaChashav Gmur. So therefore, what are we Choshish for? We're Choshish that there might be other Adim that might come in on the side of the husband to kill her. And it'll be what? It'll be 3-1, you know, blue, or 3-1 orange. And therefore, according to a mayor, we won't be able to kill her because a chasha b'dikas is a chasha. We throw it out. Korna comes, not a chasha. Yeah? We said, you can't even get the answer out of your mouth. Because no matter how many Adim the husband brings in, Zach, the father's set is trachemea. The father's set will destroy those Adim. They say at 2 o'clock there was no znus. So how do you get behind that kasha? That was the difficulty, okay? You can't even get the answer out of your mouth. It doesn't work. So that's what 20, 21. What was the first shot of the Bach? The first shot of the Bach is the following. And I didn't say this, so I want you to get it down now. Okay? You have to reinterpret this answer on Chesem Beis based on a Tysis on Testament Beis, which we did mention. And on Testament Beis, according to the Bach, you have to add the following Nakuda. And this is what Ben and Pinchas, you were asking me this morning very excellently. You have to add this Nakuda, and that's what I was learning during the lunch. That's how I was able to forever Lemaisa. You have to add this Nakuda. And the Nakuda is as follows. According to the Bach, you have three stages. What are the three stages? You have the father, you have the husband rings the name that she was Mazana, but they had an internal contradiction. Right? One said blue, one said orange. And then you have what? You have the father that did Hakasha Gemura on that set. But then we have a third stage. We're Choshish of a third stage. What are we Choshish for? That the husband is mazin the Eidei Ha'av. The husband is mazin the Eidei Ha'av. So what happens? You're left with the original cot of who? Of the husband. But, as Ben said, I want you to get this down. As Ben said, Tosfos adds on the Kimta, you have to make it a Kimta that the Eidim that were there said there were no other Eidim that were at this nus. There were no other Eidim there at this nus. So what you're left back with is what? Is an internal contradiction. One guy said blue, one guy said orange. According to the mayor, that's a good achasha, we can't kill her. According to the chum, it's not a problem. So it comes out, are we choshish that other Adim will come in? What are you choshish for? The mayor says, I'm not choshish, because even if other Adim come in, there are no other Adim that came in. That's the Ukimta. They said there are no other Adim that come in. So you're left with that set, that an internal contradiction. Is that called achasha? According to the mayor, it is, you can't kill her. According to the chum, it's not called achasha. So therefore, you can kill her. You follow me? So therefore, halacha lemaisa, I'm adding that nekud in that they said that there were no other Adim. That was part of their Adis.
That's within Rameir.
That's the case, according to both Rameir and the Chum. So the only set exists Uri is that set. Can you kill her based on that set? According to Rameir, no. According to Chum, you can. Is Achasha B'dik is Achasha.
The first one said that there's no other Adim. Who says that there's no
other Adim? The first set that the husband brought in said there were no other Adim there at all. So because the husband was mazing the set of the father, which is the third stage, that brings you back to the original Aden. So if that brings you back to the original Aden, so what are you left with? Halacha l'maisa. You're left with what? So according to the Chachamim l'maisa, if we're choshes for that happen, we could kill her. You need 23. According to the mayor l'maisa, I'm not choshes for that happening, because even if it does happen, halacha l'maisa, right, there's a chashim b'bidikas. Now, Ben had said, and Pinchas had said, well, maybe they'll come in and say it'll be 3-1, right? The answer to that is that they said there's no other Aiden. You follow me? He's answering your kasha. It's a great kasha. That's why Tosfos says in Tesama Beis, the Lashon, he says, Tosfos says, Yeshlom Namayri could go into Amr Chanak Sadi, Lo Yasham Eid Acher. There was no other Aiden. So then you have nothing to worry about. Okay? So Rebbe says only three. Korna Chum, Chasha Bibidik is not a Chasha, killer. Okay? Even if there's no other Aiden. Okay, that's number one. That's 21. 22. That was the first shot of the Bach Marshal. Second one. Ma Pshat Sheni Shalabach. What's the Pshat Sheni Shalabach? One second. Before we go on to 22, let's plug it in now. How does it answer the two kashas of Taisus? What were the two kashas? They're talking about two different topics. And the second consequence of marriage is kosher loss. According to the first, according to the answer, it's not these two topics. We're talking about the same topic, 100 shloim. Question is, are we kosher that there's going to be a third stage, right? But it's all the same topic. And the answer to the second consequence of marriage, Rameir's kosher loss, you can be kosher loss from the day until tomorrow. You'll never have another Adam coming in. Because they said there are no other Adam. And even if you have other Adam come in, and the only Adam that are there are the Ur Makash Mabedikas, you can't kill her. So the answer is both kashas. Fine. 22. What's the second shot of the Bach? Second shot of the Bach is like this. The husband brought in two sets. One set blue, one set said orange. They're Makash each other. Straight up, that's it. Straight up, that's it. According to the Chachamim, what's the din? A chasha bebedikas is not a chasha. We can kill her. You need 23. According to a mayor, a chasha bebedikas is a chasha. You can't kill her. Halacha lemaisa. That answers both kashas. Because they're talking about the same stage, 100. A chasha bebedikas generates it. A chasha bebedikas generates it. Right? If a chasha lemaisa, a chasha bebedikas generates it. Halacha lemaisa. Akasha Bechakiris generates it. Akasha Bechakiris are also going to say it's Akasha, it generates it. No, it's the same topic. How do you answer the second Kasha corner mayor? What are you worried about last for? What are you worried about last for? What's going to happen? One set said blue, one set said orange. You're worried about another set coming in? What's going to happen? So the third set will say orange. It's 4-2, Trekamea. You still have the Akasha. You never can kill him. That's the second terrace of the Bach. That's a corner mayor. Chasha b'vdika is a chasha. Okay. And then number 23, that was 22. 23, what's the pshat of the Marsha? Marsha, unbelievable pshat as well. Marsha says, the husband brought an Adam that at 2 o'clock she was Mizana. Set of Adam. Husband brings a set that says at 2 o'clock there was no znus at that place. Hachasha. Mamish, hachasha gmuru. Are we choshish that the husband's going to bring in a second set that says 3 o'clock? Because we have a concept that Gemara says later on in my mouth that sometimes they make a mistake of an hour. If another set comes in that says 3, we assume the 2 o'clock set meant 3, so there was no hakasha because the father said 2, and they both say what? They both say 3. Maybe we could kill her. That's a chamar choshish for that happening. Ramirez says, I'm not choshish for that happening.
Why would the father say her daughter was mizana?
What?
Why would the father say his daughter was mizana?
No, the father brought Adam that she was not mizana at 2 o'clock. She was not. But the husband brings, are we kosher? The husband brings a second set at 3 o'clock and me kosher. How does that answer both kashas? Answers both kashas by saying we're talking about the same topic. We're holding 100 shloim because it was a chasha.
Wasn't that trekemeh?
One second. No, it's not trekemeh. It was only on the 2 o'clock there's a chasha. We're switching now to be 3 o'clock. So the father said 2 and the husband said 3. No chasha at all.
No, but we said 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock are the same thing.
No, but we say that the guides that meant 2 meant 3. So now, all the guys of the husband meant 3, and the father said 2, so they're like this. So there's no hakasha. So are we choshish for that 3 o'clock set coming in? According to Chum, yes, it's an ingenious pshat. Chum say yes, and Remeir say I'm not choshish. How does that answer both kashas? Because we're talking about the stage of 100. And number 2, Remeir's not choshish laws, because I'm not choshish for this happening, Lamaisa. I'm not choshish for this happening. A choshish for the 3 o'clock guys coming in. Why should I be choshu at 3 o'clock coming in, Lamaisa? Why should I be choshu for that happening? Halacha Lamaisa. I'm not choshu for that coming, and therefore I have to be choshu last for that happening. Not choshu.
What was Doch about Tosos answer again?
Tosos is Trey Kameya. Right. Tosos sets it up that there was internal hakasha in the Bedikas.
Right.
And then the father did hakasha gemura against them. And then we're worried about, maybe in the future there'll be other Adam that the husband will bring and we'll be able to eventually kill her. How will you ever be able to kill her?
That's
true. It's Trekemeya. So these answers answer that whole kasha. This is all based on Tyson and Testament based. They put it together. Okay. Fine. That answers number what? Number 23. Yes, Ben.
So who's choshish and who's not?
Remeir is not choshish for a 3 o'clock coming in, therefore you always have 3. And the Chum are choshish for happening, and therefore it can be a capital punishment case. You need 23. Okay? And therefore, a mayor, even who's choshish laws, I'm not choshish. Choshish laws, they're not going to come. That's all premised on the premise that a 3 o'clock set's going to come. Not choshish for that happening. Chumar. Okay, that's 23. 24. What does Tosis ask from the Din of Motzi Shem Rabbi Akhtana? What was the answer? Tosfos asks Abam Kashi. He says, I can't believe this. He says, all these, from Abaye onward and all the Amoraim, Reb Meir says you're not Lamaisa, going to be Chayiv Misa, so you only Chayiv three. So how can you talk about 100 Shloim? How can 100 Shloim be on the table if you can't be Mechayiv Misa? What's the Raya for that then? If you're Motzei Sherman Akhtani or Pata, because you can't kill her. So all these Ukimtas in the Gemara, Reb Meir holds you need three. So how can you talk about 100 Shloim according to Tosfos? Tosfos Lishitasa, right? Tosfos Lishitasa. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 100 Shloim the topic, not Ksuba like Rashi. If it's 100 Shloim, but Remeir says not Chayiv Misa, how can you talk about 100 Shloim if there's no possibility to kill her? So Tosfos gives an answer. What's Tosfos' answer? He says, you know what? Ketana is conceptual problem. A Ketana is a conceptual problem. So therefore, a Ketana, you can't kill her, there's no Din Motzi Shema. But these Ukimtas and Argamor are all technical problems. Either the Hasra is deficient, you know, they're all technical problems. Technical problems don't stop me from saying that $100 could be on the table. If there's a technical problem that stops me from killing Nishka Ferlich, I can still talk about 100 Shloim. If it's a significant and conceptual problem, then I can't talk about 100 Shloim. That was the answer of Tosfos. Okay, that's 24. Let's go, 25. What's 25? What was the Teretz of Tosfos Ksuvos Daf Mem Amud Beis? You remember? What did Tosfos say on Daf Mem Amud Beis? Pitu Iktana Onesu. The Gemara says in the Bavli, Yavamas Lamadal Meis Pitu Iktana Onesu. That God forbid, if a Ketana is seduced, we label it as a rape. That's not a defamation. She has no das. So therefore, if that's the case, that's how Tosfos answers the Kasha. He says, how can you talk about what? Halacha L'maisa. Pitu Iktana Onesu. How can you talk about Motzei Shemra Ketana? You can't talk about Motzei Shemra Ketana because it's not Motzei Shemra. Because you're not, it puts a shame in defamation. You're not defaming her. So Lokasha doesn't start, Lamaisa. Can't talk about it for reasons of Pitu Ketana Onesu. That's 25. 26. What do we say according to the Rambam? Rambam holds like Yushalmi Pitu Ketana Lav Onesu. So how are you going to answer the Kasha? So we wanted to say, the Rambam learns up, we wanted to say two approaches in the Rambam. One approach in the Rambam was that the Mechayev Motzei Shemra is you're on the road to kill her. That's why he says b'fnei bayis. You need the Beis HaMikdash. Lock, stock, and barrel. If you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the whole din of Motzei Shemra is get off the ground. Everything. That's what we wanted to suggest. So Pitu Iktana Lav Onesu. But the reason why is because you can't kill her. You have to be able to kill her. And if you can't kill her, there's no din Motzei Shemra. That was one shot we suggested. Then Harav HaGaon Rav Shach Zatzal said differently. He said, according to the Rambam, it is defamation. But the Ram says there's a kosev now of Loktana. There's a special there's a kosev. But the Ram holds defamation too, even though he holds pitu iktana lav onesu. But Lamaisa, he doesn't hold you on the road to kill her. He holds defamation. So why is iktana not considered to be defamed? Because it's there's a kosev now of Loktana. That's why the Ram quoted that pasuk now of Loktana. The Gemara has a few psukim there. Mem
Mem Beis. Can I be spent the first hariga approach?
Yeah, according to the Rambam, the Ram holds that Motzei Shemra, the first Malach we thought was that you have to be on the approach to kill her. That's why the Ram says, b'fnei bayis. In order to have the whole parsha of Motzei Shemra, you need to be in front of the Beis HaMikdash. You need to have the potential to be able to kill her. So therefore, if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you can't kill her, so you can't have the whole din, even the 100 Shloim, nothing. Nothing to get off the ground.
What does that do with Ketana, though?
That's why Ketana, Lamaisa, because you have to have the wherewithal to kill her.
Meaning if we did a Beit HaMikdash, you wouldn't be able to kill Ketana?
No. It's just saying that one of the major elements of Motzei Shemra is the ability to kill her. A Ketana you can't kill, and Bizman is even a Gedoli can't kill if you don't have the Beit HaMikdash. So I'm just going with that Mahalif, we said. Rav Shach wanted to say not that way. Rav Shach wanted to say the Mechayim is the defamation, and the Rambam quotes a pasuk for why Ketana is bad. Not because, he just says Narav lo Ketana. Okay, he quotes a different pasuk. Not in MSIA Dover. The two psukim, that sugin, not memum and base. Okay. That answers number 26, 27. What did the Gemara say in Erekin? We said it. The Havamina was on the road to kill her. The Maskana was what? You defamed her. And what was the Mishnah there in Erekin talking about? That onus of Mafata, even though rape and seduction are actions, you only pay 50. Sometimes words are worse than actions, right? It's kind of like the opposite of that song when you're kids, you hear about, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, right? But words will never hurt me. The Mishnah says, "Pum fakir," right? And that's why the Mishnah says the avoseinu because of the lashon hara. That's why the Yidden were not let into Eretz Yisrael because of the lashon hara more than the maisim that they did. Okay, that was 27, 28. What did Tosfos say? Legabi Jushu v'chakir legabi Israel b'ayin. Let's get it. What did he say? Legabe Yishuv Akir, Legabe Israel Baila. The end of the Tosfos. He said, you better believe, better bet your bottom dollar than you need to create an Israel of a woman on a husband, a wife on a husband, you need Yishuv Akir. There's no doubt. Tosfos proves it right here on the bottom of the Tosfos. He says, Beferish, you must say like this. Okay? He says, Beferish, because one of the things of Motzi Shemra is that you have to stay married to her. Can never divorce her. We mentioned two possibilities. That was a mitzvah or a knas. Remember that? There are two possibilities we said about Losi Elisha. But the bottom line is, if Adam come and say that she was Mazana, you need Drisha V'chakir to ask her on the husband. It's no worse than Xalus or Kabbalus. We said that was like the second day in Tysus and Sanhedrin Gimel and Alf. That Xalus and Kabbalus required Drisha V'chakir. And Tysus said, you learn from here that if Adam come in and say that she was Mazana, you require Drisha V'chakir to create an Isser on the husband. And it's a svara, halacha l'maisa. Because if you don't require Yishuv Chakira, I mean, l'maisa, I mean, it's you can't even read l'maisa, the pshat l'maisa in the Gemara, right? Why is that? Because what do we say if it's an internal contradiction? What do we say? If it's internal contradiction, halacha l'maisa, we say that she becomes usher. Because l'maisa, ilav, why is hakasha b'chakiris considered to be a dusin betel? You don't need the Yishuv Chakira. Obviously, there's a need to have Yishuv Chakira, right? If you need Yishuv Chakira, Lamaisa, ask in the Bible, and if there's a chash, then you got a problem. If you didn't need it, what's the big deal? We actually discussed a long time ago, at the beginning of the semester, on Daf Gimel, that in certain areas where you didn't need Yishuv Chakira, if you did it, remember, we had a machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban. If you did it, and their hakasha does it, you throw it out, or does it stick? He's obviously assuming that what? That if you don't need it, and you did it, it would not be thrown out. I didn't make that har and shir, but as you see clearly from the Tosfos. You have to assume the creator Israel Baal, you need Yishuv Chakir. Because if you didn't need Yishuv Chakir, he says, oh, what's the big deal? They internally contradict themselves. You didn't need it anyway. Obviously, Tosfos is assuming when you don't need it, even if they get messed up, it doesn't mean anything. That's what you see from Tosfos. I don't remember who held what. You remember which side of the Ram? It was the Machlokes Ram and Ramban we had. Okay. What number's next? That's number 28, 29. Let's go. You guys don't have college today, right? No?
No, we do.
You do? Come on, Jacob. You told me there's no college.
No?
Let's go to five. Let's go to five, guys. Right? Right, Jacob? You said you want to go to five. No? Okay. Okay. All right, let's go. I told you the Bar and Soloveitch, I finished the Gemara and Baba Basra, the first pair. 9 to 5. There's a guy having his chasa that day. First he went to the mikveh, then he came back this year. He went to the first part of the year, he went to the mikveh in the middle, came back. Okay, let's go. What number are we up to? 28 we just did. 29, let's go. What did Tosfos say about the relationship between Laz and Kodem Shorishonim? Remember? He said they're totally unrelated. That's what he said. Tosfos Dermas Kodesh says they're totally unrelated. You can hold on one hand, Lamaisa. You can hold their Kodesh Laz, and you're not worried about Kodem Shorishonim. Don't give me a Kodesh again. They're Kodesh Laz, which is more far-fetched. I'm also kosher covered Shurishonim. Because one has nothing to do with the other. Like I said, the Nachum. Laz is 3 to 23. Kodesh Shurishonim is there, 23 to 3. And how did he prove it? You guys remember that? I came with a whole Shigotari this morning. I'm like, so why did he prove it? He's just rolling along, Tysus. And he says, according to Ula, the Rabbanah Rechosh Laz, remember Ula? Ula? He's kosher Laz according to the Rabbanah, but he said nothing about Kodesh Shurishonim. Tosfos assumes he's not. Why should I assume that Ula holds Kodesh Rishonim? Wasn't brought up in the Gemara yet, right? No, but I'm saying Tosfos assumes he's the Rapusha that Ula doesn't hold of it. And then he goes on to say, Tosfos, he says, what about Abai and all the other Amoraim? What about Abai and all the other Amoraim? What's the Kasha? How can they say Tavamam and Mishlosha? How do you have the case of Tavamam and Mishlosha? Are we worried about Kodesh Rishonim? I thought from Abai on, everyone holds Kodesh Rishonim and last. So how could you say that what Tavamam and Shlosha, shouldn't you always require 23? What was Tosfos' answer? They didn't give Asra. And the price of Tavamam and Shlosha, they didn't give Asra, so you can't get a capital punishment case. So it's only Mammon. What did Rashi say? Why did Rashi say there's no problem covered Rishonim? Because the new din tire when you have a Zama. Tosfos said that's Daichik. Remember that? Tosfos said that was Daichik. So I was just thinking to myself, why did Rashi though, when he was Masber that, assumed that Ula held a covered Rishonim. And he had to give that answer, you remember? Tosfos said, why assume that? Rashi assumed that Ula held covered Rishonim. Why? So there's a bit of a shtickle Torah why Rashi thought Lamaisa that Ula Hel Kavod should be shown him. Because why did the Gemara have to say Hazama? Could have said Achasha. The fact that it said Hazama was a flag to Rashi that Lamaisa, you need to have 23 there because of Kavod should be shown him. And therefore he had to come up with his answer that Hazama splits the Din Torah and therefore I'm not worried about it. But that's, you understand what I'm saying? Why did Rashi have to give that Teretz Ben to Cheshbon that what? That Ula doesn't hold a Kavod Shem. There's no problem with Kavod Shem. Maybe Ula doesn't hold of it, like Taisa says. That's, which is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The reason why Rashi thought that is because why did the Gemara have to command the Hazama, could have commanded Achasha? Because Rashi's belief is that once you do have Achasha, we're not worried more Adam are going to come in. So the fact that the Gemara said Hazama must be that there's a reason of Kavod Shem there, and that's why, halacha lemaisa, you would need to have what? You need to have 23 to be there. Okay. That answers number one. Also, I want to point out that Tosafot also thought Rabbi Natan's chiddush about Achasha was dolchek. Remember he said that? Because he was echoing who? Rashi and Rabbani, that Achasha was enough. I'm sorry, he was echoing Rashi and Rabbani, you need Hazama. Okay, what do we have to do? Oh, that was 29:30. How was Abai, Mazvan, Achos, and Remeir, and the Chum, according to Rashi? What do we add on? Let's get this. Oh. How did Abai, Mazvan, Machlekes, Lefi, Tosafot? I'm sorry, how did Abai and Mazel Machlokes Ben Reim Racham according to Rashi? What did Abai say?
Abai says no.
Hasra was deficient. They didn't mention the Shem Misa. Remember? They didn't mention the Shem Misa. But he only came in front of three guys. Why? Because Rav Sadia going holds all you need is three for Kabbalah Sedis and the Fashas. And this was the first stage of the Fashas. Only within this Abai do you see it. Up top, according to Rabban Ula, you don't hear Rashi holding the Rasaji going. I didn't point it out yesterday. I came up with that this morning. Only within Abai do you see Rasaji going holds like Rashi. Even though the Markham Siyam said there's a Rashi and Baba Kam and Sadi and Bezos and Mashmal like that. But in our sugi, it's only Abai. Because Tavu Mamun with the Nefashos, Lamais, you should have had three from the beginning. That whole Bryce of the way Ula and Rab already, you had 23 from the outset. Why don't you say Rasaji going? So I'm saying it's only within Abaye. Do you hold like this? So that was the case. You had three guys, and there was a deficient Hasra. Remeir said, deficient Hasra, you never can kill her.
According to Rabba, there was no
Eid. Well, you never kill her. You can never kill her. It's deficient Hasra, according to Remeir. According to the Chum, the Hasra is good. So Mamele, you could kill her. That's how Abaye says it. But we stress that Rashi is holding Rav Sadia. Yes, Johnny, what do you say?
Especially Rabba, there was no Eidim in the first place. For both Ula and Rabba, there is no Eidim.
What do you mean?
There's no aim for Kabbalah's Eidos anyways.
No, I'm saying Tavo Mama Mishlosha. But I'm saying if you're a Sadigon man, every case of Din Nefasha starts off at three for the Kabbalah's Eidos. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you had 23 from the beginning by Tavo Nefasha. So I point out to a few guys in the Kol Elyon. I'm saying for Rabba and Ula. Every case needs Kabbalah's Eidos. Every case of Din Nefasha in the world. Always needs Kabbalah Sadis.
How do you read Robin's case? There was no Aiden.
No, there was Aiden, but I'm saying according to what they hold, you need 23 for Kabbalah Sadis. According to Rabban Uli, you need 23. Every case of Din and Nefashos needs Kabbalah Sadis. Rav Sadia goes and says, all you need is three. So you know, according to Rabban Uli, they don't hold like that. They hold like the Rabbani, you need 23. I'm saying Rashi, only saying that in Rashi and Abaye. Only Abaye. Read the price on the top. All the cases of Tavu Nefashos Tchila is 23 always. Okay?
According to Ula and Rabba, there is no Kabbalah's Eidos because there are no Eidim coming in.
It's not true. In the Brysa, it's not true. It's not true.
It's not true. Ula, but Rabba.
Read the Brysa. It's not true. Both according to there was in the case of Nefashos. Tavu Mamam Shlosha, Tavu Nefashos, Besu Mishlosha. What's Tavu Nefashos, Besu Mishlosha?
He made it clear that I do
have no coming. What is Tavu Nefashos, Besu Mishlosha? What is Tavu Nefashos Besu Mishlosha according to Wakimta? According to Ula, to answer up Ula.
Okay, to answer up Ula, there's Adam.
Yes.
But according to, I'm just pointing out, according to Rabba, there is no
yes, Adam. Okay, I'm saying within Rabba. Within Rabba.
Within Rabba.
Right. Ula, there was no 23. But I'm saying the answer to say Rashi holds of Sadi goes only in the Baye. You see, the fairness is not true according to who? According to Ula.
Okay. Ula. I'm just saying, Rabba, you can't make it bring any riot.
Yeah, because Rabba, there are no Eidim that came in.
That's all I was saying.
Right. Right. But I'm just saying that's against Rashi and Baba Kama and Dafsadi. Because Rashi and Baba Kama and Dafsadi and Bezer, Margot Siam says, he holds a Grafsadi going all the time. And our sick, it's only a fiat by it. It doesn't work according to what? It doesn't work according to Ula. Okay. Viter now. What are we up to? 31. How do you mean ma'afim machlokes according to Abaye? Let's get this. How do you ma'afim machlokes according to Abaye? What do we say according to Abaye throughout the whole sugya? I mean, according to our Tosfos? What must you always say?
Hakasha
all the time. That means there was internal hakasha, and there was the efficient hasra. What do you say? According to a mayor, you never can kill her. According to a mayor, you never can kill her. Allah Maisa, because these are the only item that were there. They had a deficient hasra. You could be close to the covered shown, close to last one. Then until tomorrow, all you need is three. According to the Chachamim, not true. The hasra is good. Even if you didn't mention the Shem Misa, still good. Kosher is the last, kosher the covered Rishonim, and therefore the halacha is that what? You will have what? You will have a situation to have 23, because you potentially could what? You potentially could kill her. Okay? You definitely potentially could kill her. But you have to say that there was Achasha all the time. Halacha lomais. You have to say there was Achasha. Okay. That's 31. 32. What's the machlokes Rashi tos legabi hasra b'meisus? What's the din? Rashi says categorically there is no hasra for a meisus. Lo sachma, lo sachma. A mace is a Jew who's trying to convince another Jew to do a avodah zara. Rashi writes, beferish, there's no asra. Lo sachma, lo sachasa. Right? So it says beferish. Lo sachma, lo sachasa. The Tosfos says, no, I don't think that's true. There is a quasi asra. In the Mishnah on Daf Samach, Zayinim and Alf it was, I believe. In the Mishnah where a person trying to convince two Jews to do a avodah zara, it says, you say, I'm sorry, in the case where you said to one Jew, you say, Heach naniach avinu shebishamayim. How can you leave Hashem and go to a different deity? And the way Tosfos read that Mishnah, it applies not just to one guy, but also in trying to convince other guys. It's a quasi type of asra. So it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos.
What if the Lashon would make that an asra? Meaning he's just saying, like, how are we
going to... No, he said, are you sure you want to do this?
The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Heach
naniach, how are we going to... Okay, but that's the way Tosfos understood it. It's a quasi asra. That's how Tosfos understood it. Quasi Asra, and therefore he applied it across the board. The Adramaz Maskana was like you're saying, that there's no Asra at all, like Rashi. And the Mishnah was just talking about, like you said, the guy was trying to coax him, remember? In the case of one, he was trying to coax him into doing it.
Yeah.
In the case of two, he was the one who was convincing. Okay, that's 32. 33. We gotta stop and go to Chumash, as we said, even though I do want to finish off the thing. But okay, I know you guys have a lot to do. 33. The men Echlaku Rambam Rambam like our Mrs. Bezdin. Let's close with that, and then we'll go to Chumash. The Rambam says there are four distinct mitzvahs of Mrs. Bezdin. The Rabban says the Kiyum Biyata Racham Kebecha. I want you to really go on your own from 34 to 50. Okay.
Johnny.
Okay.
Nice.
I want you to go from 34 to 50.